there is only one true church. That is the church of Jesus Christ. Those who have received his grace through faith and are following him faithfully, those are the members of the true church. And God holds the role of that church. And it does not matter what the sign says, where they worship. And that true church has one true message, that we are all sinners, that Jesus died to save us from our sins, and that he was raised from the dead to give us life. And that grace of the forgiveness of sins and justification before God is obtained by a sincere and obedient faith in walking with the Lord Jesus Christ faithfully. There are many competing different voices in this world. You should do this, you should do that. You have this theology, you have this ethic, you have that ethic. There are people who are wanting us to compromise where we should not compromise. Listen to what the Apostle Paul told the people of Galatia in Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. I marvel that you are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another. But there be some that trouble you, and would pervert the gospel of Christ. But even if we, or an angel from heaven, preaches any other gospel unto you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. As we said before, so say I now again, that if any man preach any other gospel unto you than that the one you have received, let him be accursed. You see, what we believe is very important, and the Bible contains our belief. The New Testament builds upon the old. The New Testament gives us a new covenant, a new way. But the gospel has not changed from the time it came from the lips of Jesus and was spread and written down by his apostles. It has not changed. Stay true to the gospel, and you will stay as a member of the true church of Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, I thank you that you have said you would build your church, and the gates of hell would not stand against it. I thank you that I am a member of that church. I want to be a good part of the true church. Help me to stay by the true gospel, by those things which you taught us and bought for us, for our salvation and our sanctification. And may I walk as one who is worthy to be called your brother and the adopted son of the living God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.